The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourself that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared for an hour you do not expect. The Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with much more." The Gospel of the Lord.
First, we want to give thanks to God this evening for giving the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City a new priest. Father Robert Miller, who has been serving here this summer as a deacon, was ordained this morning. This feast, it was the feast day of the Transfiguration. And so we want to give thanks to God for his vocation, and also let you all know that he will be staying here. He will be our parochial vicar at St. Joseph. So we'll have two priests again, and nobody's more happy about that than I am. Praise God. As the ordination was going on, this gospel came to my mind, thinking about the question, what kind of good steward or good servant must we be? During the ordination ceremony, there was this interesting moment that we were thinking about in the sacristy before Mass tonight. The Mass had started, the ordination rite was going on, and just after the homily, which is where usually the rite of ordination begins. As the Archbishop was going through the ritual with Father Miller, this one child in the cathedral started what it sounded like kind of chanting. No one really knows what she was saying. Deacon Larry says he heard her saying, "I love you," over and over. Someone told me that they thought the child was saying, "Alleluia, Alleluia," over and over. When I was sitting there, I was thinking, well, maybe this young child is just continuing the litany of saints. I don't know. Just going on and on. And it wasn't distracting, it was beautiful. Who is going to be that good steward who gives praise to God, who is a true disciple, who will reveal to us the beauty and love and mystery of God? Who is the good and prudent steward, servant? Who is the one who will bring that message of salvation to the world? Do you consider yourself a servant of the gospel of Jesus? Jesus calls every baptized person to be a true disciple. We're called to be servants of the gifts, sacraments, prayers, life, and mission of the church. And so we should be very honest with ourselves. Do we take care of our church? Do we proclaim the gospel with our lives? Do we live the mission of Jesus in the world? Do we trust in the Lord? In my estimation, not counting Father Blessed Stanley Rother, maybe, it seems like there are few prophets in today's world. It would seem to me that there are few heroic witnesses of faith and love for God. There are few of us willing to give our lives for the gospel. Is our faith worth living and worth dying for? In this particular gospel today, Jesus says, there is an infinite amount of grace and mercy in heaven, but we must live the life of a follower of the gospel. The Catholic faith is not tried, maybe you've heard this quote, the Catholic faith is not tried and found wanting. It is found wanting because we didn't even try to live the Catholic faith. And so it leaves us with lots of questions. Will we choose God or the world? Will we choose Jesus or ourselves? Will we choose false teachings, immoral behavior, and forget God? I'm commenting on society and the world, not necessarily you in the pews. I don't know. Do you think our world today thinks of God? Our minds are mixed up with so many ideas. We're told today that we should just believe in ourselves, trust in ourselves. There isn't truth. There's no right or wrong answer to things. There's no God. And in the kind of insanity of this thought and reason, Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. He's asking for us to open the door. Let him in. Let him show you the truth. His passion, death, and resurrection is real, effective, and still being offered as the true one and only sacrifice that saves our souls. Jesus came to reveal the Heavenly Father's will to the world. Jesus sent us, the Holy Spirit, so that we could encounter true and lasting peace. The God of the universe is calling out, "Where are you? Are you prepared to welcome Jesus?" We might ask, what does the church need today? There are way too many things to list, all of them. But I would say that these are some of the really important ones. The church needs missionary disciples. Those willing to go out into the streets, out into the world, and proclaim the truth of Jesus. What does the church need? We need strong families, ones who bring their children to Mass, who come to confession, who pray together at home, who serve the poor, who love each other conditionally, forgive each other daily, who witness to the world of God's love. What does the church need? We need to embrace our Catholic moral teachings, because Jesus showed us the way to true happiness, and we have to trust him. What does the church need in today's world? We need priests. We need good mothers and fathers. We need good servants of the church every day. We need good deacons. Yes, we need all of that. But we need priests, because priests help to reveal the mysteries of God through the sacramental life. We need confession and we need the Eucharist. And so we need priests. Mothers and fathers, please encourage your sons to be priests. Encourage your grandsons. And sons of this parish, if anyone is listening, you can echo this to those that you might know. To the sons of this parish, while you may or may not be called to be a priest, do not say no to the possibility that God is calling you to the priesthood. Don't be afraid. What do we need today? We need saints in the pews. We need saints in the pews. Now, don't get up and leave, because I said that. Saints were and are ordinary people. Saints are ordinary people who have lived extraordinary lives of faith when we hear their story and we see the witness they give us. But they're ordinary people who struggle with sin. If you read the lives of the saints, they're sinners. But who said every day to God, "I'm going to serve you and you alone. I'm going to give my life to you and you alone, Lord." Saints say yes to Jesus. Who is that good and prudent servant of God who is ready to serve, ready to welcome Jesus, ready to embrace the saving cross of Jesus? Are you that servant? Are you that steward? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.